Thank you for holding. My name is Wendy. I'm the floor supervisor. How can I help you today?
Yeah, Wendy, I had a charge come up on my debit card I just talked to the guy. He said for a Wi-Fi booster.
Okay.
And I don't have Wi-Fi.
Okay. Bear with me just a moment. I'm working on getting that account pulled up here for you.
Okay, huh?
And is this Mr. Alexander at 480 Kincaid Road?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. All right, let's see here. Okay, yes, sir. I do also see that it originated with a survey that was done online, and after the survey, they always offer a free gift. In this case, it was a Wi-Fi booster, and there was a shipping charge of $11.94 for the free gift there. But along with that comes a monthly enrollment into our Gadgets Club. Each time they charge a customer, they send them an email with a voucher over $100 to spend on purchasing gadgets off their website, stuff similar to the Wi-Fi booster, different gadgets like that. And they
Okay.
offer like tactical flashlights. I mean, there's all kind of different stuff that they offer. So yes, sir, that's what they were billing you for is that monthly membership. They were charging it at $39.99.
Yeah, but I've
Look,
not got any gifts.
you haven't gotten anything? Let
No.
me look back at that one right
The
quick.
home that I buy from that I'm by regular is off of Wish.
Right. I'm familiar with them. Yeah, we've got a tracking number from the Postal Service is showing a delivery. That was back February, on February the 26th. And let's see, yeah, to that 480 Kincaid Road in Madisonville, Tennessee.
Where I live.
I'm sorry.
That's where I live.
Yes, sir. Is there anyone else in your household that has access to your card that might do surveys online and order something like that?
I live by myself. My wife passed away a year ago.
Sorry to hear that. I understand. Okay, well, let's see what we need to do to get this fixed up here for you.
And the only thing I have on for a TV is Netflix.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, this probably would have been a survey for like maybe Amazon, Walmart, Costco. I know they do them for Verizon. Yeah, the large companies like that will use us to do surveys online. Then they offer free gifts and different sign-ups with different smaller companies. So,
Yeah,
yes,
I
sir.
do have
Well,
an account.
Okay.
But I've done that. It was accidental because, like I say, I talked to the credit card company or my bank, and it was
Right.
for PlayStation, and I know I don't have a PlayStation.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't have anything to do with PlayStation. I'm not sure where they
Well,
got that from. Let me look right quick. Yeah, I was just trying to look, see where they got PlayStation from. That's unusual. Well, yes, sir, Mr. Alexander, we do have this account canceled. I will go on ahead and mark it as fraud. So if anyone were to try to call back in and reactivate the account, it's not going to allow them to do so. And
thanks.
then we'll do a refund on that $39.99 back to your card. When you talk to your bank or your card company, did they start a dispute or they tell you to call us first?
Call you first, and what
Okay.
I've done, I put my card, and I'll pick another card up Monday when I go. I have to go past that office anyway.
Okay,
They can get
that's a good idea
out.
right there to replace that card. So, Okay. And that will not affect you receiving this refund at all. If you were to cancel that card today, they'd still get the refund and be able to put it back on your account that you have with them.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir. Bear with me just one second, and I'm going to make sure you get a confirmation number so you'll have something for your records.
Okay.
Okay. All righty. So your confirmation number is C like Charlie 259-681-347. And is your email address timbertree4@AOL.com?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You'll receive an email confirmation about that refund as well.
All right. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a good day.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.